Our reading today is Psalm 42. For the director of music, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May we humble ourselves for prayer first. Heavenly Father and King of Kings, we want to thank you for this lovely morning when we are able to share your word. This is the day you have made. And as you continue to speak to our hearts, you've done so in the past. Even today, we kindly ask you to speak unto us like you've done in the past. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Warm greetings and love from Uganda. My name is Daniel Mwanguzi Mutivi. I'm the director of SEAN Uganda, and I'm here to visit and to share our love with you. Many thanks to my brother David for welcoming me here, and to all the brethren here. At least I can mention some names from my last visit with my dear friends here and partners in mission within Uganda, Robert Brown and Jackie Brown. We are so glad to be here today. Think about the time when you last had a deep, deep longing for anything. Try to remember that last time when you felt like there were no choices left for you. What did you do? How was it resolved? Psalm 42 is one of those lovely psalms we find in the Bible. There are 150 psalms in total. The book of Psalms is divided up in five different books. Book 1, running from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41. Psalm 42 up to 72. 73 up to 89, that is book 3. And then Psalm 90 to Psalm 106, that is book 4. Psalm 107 to 150 gives us book 5. And all these 5 form the beautiful poems, which we call Psalms. And so these Psalms speak in all situations. If you've ever been joyful, there's a Psalm for you in the Bible. If you've ever been sad, there is a Psalm for you. When you are confused or when you're happy, there is always a Psalm that will speak in your situation. Today, we want to look at Psalm 42, which begins a set of Psalms within book 2. It's a psalm that has a number of things, but we will look at only 3. It's a psalm that speaks about human longing. It's a psalm that speaks about our desires. And it's a psalm that speaks about human assurance and where we can get such assurance. Looking at the psalm, it begins beautifully in verse 1, saying, "As the deer pants for springs of water, so my soul longs after you." Psalm 42 begins in that beautiful way by giving us a picture. It's a poem. It's a poem that the psalmist crafted to show human longing. And it opens up by saying, think about the deer. Think about the picture of a deer in a desert, an animal living in such a situation. Just like it would long out for waters. That's how the psalmist relates with this particular situation in which he was. The psalms were crafted by many different biblical characters. This particular one is of sons of Korah. These were musicians. They were trying to show how a human heart connects with God at a deeper level. How our needs, our desires can connect with God so well. Indeed, each one of us has desires, so many different desires, so many different longings. But particularly, the psalmist was in a desert situation. When you look at verse 6 and 7, the psalmist says, here in exile, my heart is breaking. My heart is breaking. This is an exile situation, disconnected from the day-to-day life. Christians live in such times. The times when you feel you are disconnected from the reality, disconnected from a situation, looking out for answers, but they are not there. Yes, we all have desires, and these are so many in different ways and at different times. The psalmist talks about longing for God. Just like a deer can all go out panting for water. Where can I find an oasis? Where can I find streams of water? Where can I get a drop, at least a sip? The psalmist says his desire is to have God. Longing for God at all times. In verse 2, I thirst for you, the living God. When can I go and worship in your presence? In the Jewish tradition, many of the people who were living at this particular time would only go to worship in a temple, would only go in a synagogue, would only go to a building like we are here at St. Patrick's to worship. But now, worship was impossible for the psalmist. Why? The psalmist could not worship because the presence of God was only in the temple. You could only find worshippers. You could only find people who could raise their arms in praise and wonder, as we do it in Africa, within the temple. Outside of the temple, then there was no worship. It was impossible at that particular time. Remember, this is the Old Testament. And in the tradition there, you couldn't go to worship like we do it today. Because Jesus Christ came, because he rose from the grave, we can worship anywhere, at any time, when we are driving our cars, when we are on the road, moving towards our workplaces, when we are in school, like we do it back in my country. Anywhere and everywhere we can worship, because the Lord Jesus Christ came, died on the cross, and now we are free to worship in any place, be it in a building, be it away from a building. But in the time of the psalmist, that was impossible. That's why he says, when can I go and worship you? When can I go in the presence of God? The psalmist was longing for true, deep worship. But that was impossible at that particular time. So, what would happen? In verse 3, day and night, the psalmist would cry unto the Lord. And this cry came because of this longing. And the people around would always come up and say, all the time, where is your God? Where is your God? You can't even go to worship. The psalmist was mocked because the psalmist could not go to worship. All the onlookers out would attack the psalmist, saying, where is your God? And that would cause the psalmist to cry. The enemies the enemies of God would always look at the people of the Lord and would attack them. They would say, where is your God? I'm very sure these questions have been asked. They are asked commonly in Uganda. They are asked in Africa. They are asked in Europe. They are asked everywhere. People will ask you, where is your God? Oftentimes, when we meet their situations, when we are in a state of desperation, questions still come, not only to us, but onto our faith and belief system. You believe you are a Christian. Why would you be a Christian when you're undergoing such a situation? This is so common in my country, and I'm sure some of you could have faced it here. Where is your God? So for the psalmist, it will be a cause to shed tears day and night. And the heart would break. The Jewish heart would easily break at that particular moment. Oftentimes, when we look back to what the Lord has done, we have a reason to say, praise the Lord. We have a reason in Africa to raise our hands and say, thank you, God. Because every day, we need to trust in the Lord. For food, for shelter, for everything that we do, we have to trust in the Lord. Otherwise, you never know whether you'll be available or whether you'll be present the next week or the next day. Nothing is assured. That's why we cling and lean unto God every day. Longing for God is natural for us. That's why we can worship raising our hands in the air, because we know without God we are nothing. And to God, everything is possible. That's what we always say. So, our desires always connect us closely to the Lord. Brethren, I don't know what you're longing for. I don't know what are your heart's desires. I don't know what is it that may be in your heart. But as the psalmist said here, his desire is to have God, is to be where God is to connect, reconnect, and keep connected with God. We live in exile situations in various ways, even when we live in our homes and houses. But when we do, we may think all is okay for everybody. No. We need God at every situation. So our desires, our thirst, our yearning must be only for this God. And we are yet to know, how does the psalmist know God? Looking at verse 5. Why am I sad? Why am I so troubled? Because there are enemies around, they cause sadness. They cause that desperation. His appetite for God seems to be far away, yet without God, this appetite cannot be fulfilled. That yearning, that hunger is there. Yet in verse 5, he says, oh, there's a problem. I am sad. I am troubled. Why is the psalmist troubled? Because they're enemies, enemies of faith, enemies of the belief system. They're attacking the psalmist, asking, where is your God in that situation where you are when you long for God? The psalmist continues to say, I will put my hope in God, and once again, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. It's an interlude in this psalm, showing that the psalmist is amidst challenges. But even when challenges are available, the psalmist will focus on God. St. Patrick's, I ask you today, where is your longing? Is your longing truly for God? Are you desiring God? Do you have appetite, yearning, deep-seated yearning for God? It's a personal question within your home, within your culture, within your situation. Day in and day out, Christians all over the world are yearning for God. And Psalm 42 would resonate with them, just like a deer that's out in the desert. And so verse 6 and 7 would tell us here, in exile, my heart is breaking, and so I turn my thoughts unto him. He has sent waves of sorrow over my soul. Only God can fulfill our heart's desires. Only God can reach out to you in all your desperation. Yes, it is true, we can be sad. You can be sad because of all the losses, because of the enemies of our lives, day in and day out. It could be the economy hitting you hard. It could be health challenges. You could have lost dear ones. You may not have answers for the next course of your life. Hear this. Longing for God will help you get the answers. Half the time, humans don't have the answers. We have tried philosophers in the past. They have failed to answer all the questions. I have all the respect for philosophers, for doctors, for economists, but they don't have all the answers until we begin to long unto God. Otherwise, without that, we will live in our desperation. We will live unhappy. We will live constantly yearning without an answer. In verse 8, may the Lord show a song at night, a prayer to the God of my life. Until you focus onto the Lord, this is when you can come back to see that God's love is constant. When you yearn for God, His love is constant, continuous, without ending. And therefore, you can begin to focus on the characteristics of God. Come with me to verse 9. To God, my defender, I say, why have you forgotten me? The psalmist knows that only God can defend him in that situation. Only God can fulfill the desires of his heart. Only God can cause a hopeless person to regain hope again. That deep longing can only be given to the Lord to handle. Otherwise, our pessimism cannot be dealt with in our human capacity as single human beings. We will always ask, where is our God? St. Patrick's, this morning, I bring this simple message unto you. You have that appetite for God, trusting in God at all situations, regardless. You have any desperations in your heart, unanswered questions in your life, until they come to the Lord, you will never have your desires fulfilled. You can only long unto God for solutions in your own life, deep-seated. Otherwise, we will have these melancholic feelings saying, where is our God? And the answer would be, until you have a personal relationship with Him, your longings can never be fulfilled. This is what we always yearn. This is what Christians always look out for. That's why in John chapter 14, Jesus said these very words. So people who were longing for him to get reassurance, he tells this to the people there. He tells this to the members who were listening out unto him. John chapter 14. What does he say? Do not worry. Do not be upset. Jesus told them, believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. Only in the Father's house, only in our personal relationship with Christ, can we have our deep-seated longing fulfilled. Christ has done that when he came and died on the cross. People like the psalmist, having enemies in life, unanswered questions, would always look unto him. Why? When he went on the cross and died, his blood cleanses us. When he went on the cross and died, his life became our life. When he went to the cross and died, his enemies became our enemies. The chief enemy of a human being is sin. So we can always hate sin. Why? Because we are joined with Christ. He died for our own sins that we can have true forgiveness. Therefore, our desperation, human desperation, can be given unto God. Our human desires can be given unto the Lord. Like a deer in the desert longs for all this water, we need to long for God day in and day out. Are you a leader like myself? Are you a leader like David? Are you a leader where God has blessed you? You need to long for God. Longing for God will give you the answers in all your leadership, in all that you do. There may be unanswered questions. Longing for God will help us to have our questions answered. Otherwise, we will remain hopeless, we will remain lacking, we will remain gloomy in all ways, we will be sad and dismayed. Yet, when we connect with God, we get assurance for our lives. We get that remedy, we get the answers from the Lord himself. It is true, the Lord will provide humans to give us answers, but not every answer will be given by a human. Until you long for God, the true, deep-seated desires of your heart can be fulfilled. St. Patrick's, this morning I challenge you. What is it that you long for in your heart? Are you desperate for anything out there? God is assuring you. God is assuring you today. Long unto him. Long after Jesus. In him alone, your heart can be fulfilled. In him alone, your heart can move away from desperation to true love and connecting in his everlasting love. Without God, your heart cannot be at peace. But with God, all things are possible, as we say. In his house, there are many rooms. You can only enter with your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is my story. This is where I've come from. And this is where I'm going. Only in Christ can my story be fulfilled. Your own story can be fulfilled. Your own longing can be fulfilled. Don't remain like that deer. Long for the true water given by the person of Jesus Christ who died on the cross, that you and me can be saved. God bless you.